أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأتياه فقولا إنا رسولا ربك فأرسل معنا بني إسرائيل ولا تعذبهم قد جئناك بآية من ربك والسلام على من اتبع الهدى إنا قد أوحي إلينا أن العذاب على من كذب وتولى صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 47 and 48 of Surah Taha. Allah تبارك وتعالى continues Allah's hukam, Allah's command to Sayyiduna Musa and Harun alayhim as-salatu was-salam, going to Fir'aun was the command of Allah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Musa and Harun alayhim as-salatu was-salam the message that should be conveyed. Allah says, فَأْتِيَاهُ, both of you go to him. فَقُولَا إِنَّا رَسُولَ رَبِّكَ, say to him that certainly both of us are the Rasuls, in other words, the messengers of your Rabb, O Fir'aun. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes a very important point. For a Nabi to say that he is a Nabi is compulsory. A Nabi cannot conceal his nubuwat, nor can a Nabi deny his nubuwat. In this matter of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, we cannot follow their example. Like, for example, if Allah had blessed someone with wilayat, he became a wali. So he cannot say to the people, I am a wali of Allah. Like how Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam say, I am a Nabi of Allah. This is one very, very important aspect, that the Nabi has to make his nubuwat known. He has to make his being a prophet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala known. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Other ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that he should invite him towards Allah. But here, one specific function, one specific duty that Allah had granted Sayyidina Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wassalam was that they must make it very clear to him. And that is, send with us the Bani Israel. So one part of nubuwat, one part of prophethood, one part of iman, one part of being a Muslim, one part of being a human, is that when people are being trampled upon, their rights are being trampled, there is oppression, there is zulam, there was oppression, Fir'aun was oppressing the Bani Israel. So it becomes incumbent to fight the cause of the oppressed people. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it clear, فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, send with us the Bani Israel. You have enslaved them, you are committing atrocities, you are killing the children, you are creating every form of difficulty for them. The second part, وَلَا تُعَذِّبْهُمْ, and do not punish them. In other words, lay off them, leave them where they are. They are also humans like you are. قَدْ جِئْنَاكَ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ, certainly we have come with the ayah, the signs, the verses from your Rabb. And again we see in the beginning, رَبِّكَ, here also رَبِّكَ, it is your Rabb, Allah تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. You are not the Rabb. You may make this claim of أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, but you are not the Rabb. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the Rabb. You also have a sustainer. You also have a creator. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَىٰ, and peace be upon that person who follows the hidayat. Here we find in the Mubarak hadith of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would write letters to the kings and the leaders of other countries. Obviously, they were not Muslims. The emperor of Rome, the emperor of Persia, Makokis, all of them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would address that letter, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use this ayah, wassalamu ala manittaba al-huda, to make salam to a non-Muslim knowing that he is a non-Muslim is not permissible. So hence Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will write, wassalamu ala mani taba'a al-huda, that whoever follows the guidance, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's peace be upon who will follow the guidance, that person that becomes a Muslim. Inna qad uhiya ilayna, certainly it has been revealed upon us, anna al-azaba, that certainly the azab, that is the azab of Allah, ala man kazzaba wa tawalla, is upon that person who belies, denies Allah, wa tawalla, and he turns away from Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.